This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The ICC's prosecutor on Monday said he's seeking arrest warrants for Israeli leaders and leaders of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The International Criminal Court's prosecutor has requested arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his defense chief Yoav Gallant, and three Hamas leaders over alleged war crimes. Khan said evidence collected by his office showed Israel has systematically deprived civilians of objects indispensable to human survival, including restricting food, water, medicine, and energy. Netanyahu and Gallant bore responsibility, he said, for Israel willfully causing great suffering and for killing as a war crime. The Hamas leaders face allegations of bearing responsibility for crimes committed by the militant group, including extermination and murder, the taking of hostages, torture, rape, and other acts of sexual violence.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued condolences on Monday over the death of Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, who lost his life in a plane crash, or rather a helicopter crash, on Sunday.
The Secretary General is saddened by the death of Sayed Ebrahim Raisi, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and Hossein Amir Abdollahian, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Islamic Republic of Iran, as well as their colleagues in the helicopter accident.
That's United Nations spokesman Stefan Duharik. Meanwhile, back in Gaza, food and medicine for Palestinians is piling up in Egypt because the Rafah crossing remains closed and there's been no aid delivered to a UN warehouse from a U.S.-built pier for 2 days, United Nations officials warned on Monday. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is committing to keep American weapons moving to Ukraine as Kyiv faces one of its toughest moments against a renewed assault by Russia. Austin and as many as 50 defense leaders from Europe and around the world met on Monday to coordinate more military aid to Ukraine. He said, "We're meeting in a moment of challenge," noting Russia's new onslaught of Kharkiv showed why the continued commitment by the countries was vital to keep coming. South Africa's top court on Monday barred former President Jacob Zuma from running in next week's general elections. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
He's often been dubbed the Teflon president for his ability to endure scandal after scandal. But on Monday, something finally stuck. The Constitutional Court ruled that due to a 2021 prison sentence, former President Jacob Zuma will not be allowed to run for parliament in pivotal South African elections on May 29th. The country's Electoral Commission had always maintained Zuma was disqualified from running because he had been sentenced to 15 months in jail for contempt of court in a corruption case. He served only 2 months before being released on medical parole. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Prosecutors in the first-ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president rested their case on Monday after defense attorneys finished an intense cross-examination of the state's star witness, Donald Trump's one-time personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Cohen admitted to stealing money from Trump's company, pocketing funds owed to a tech firm unconnected to Trump's trial. The admission by Cohen could chip away at his credibility with jurors. Cohen described the act as a form of self-help, claiming he did it because he was upset about his annual bonus being cut, despite his fronting $130,000 of his own money to buy the silence of porn star Stormy Daniels, who alleged to have a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump. Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up the payment ahead of the 2016 election. He has pleaded not guilty and denies ever having sex with her.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was given permission on Monday to appeal against extradition to the United States after arguing at London's High Court he might not be able to rely on his right to free speech in U.S. court. The Australian-born Assange is wanted in the U.S. on 18 charges, nearly all under the Espionage Act relating to WikiLeaks' mass release of secret U.S. documents, the largest security breaches of their kind in U.S. military history. The High Court had granted provisional permission to appeal on grounds he may be discriminated against as a foreign national. I'm Joe Ramsey.